starting a conversation. Ways of structuring a conversation which maximizes the individual's freedom to talk and think about change in an atmosphere free of coercion and free of the provision of premature solutions. So we are now going to look at what a healthy conversation is. Again, if we have an idea as to what stage of change an individual is at, it allows us to have a more effective conversation. Using the idea of open questions, which allows us to encourage the individual to find their own solutions and reasons for change, and in turn allowing for a better chance to be much more successful and sustainable when it comes to health behavior change. Instead of using closed questions, which can result in the patient unable to talk freely, provided solutions and basically be told what to do. This type of conversation is a closed-down conversation which would be unlikely to evoke a change in behavior, and if it did, it is unlikely to be sustainable.